Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up that subject about Moscow Mitch threatening scorched earth to shut down the U.S. Senate, shut down the U.S. government. Moscow Mitch is impotent. Moscow Mitch doesn't have the courage or knowledge how to do it. And here is the antidote anyway. I believe that what the Senate should do is eliminate the filibuster individually by subject matter and bill. Moscow Mitch did it for Supreme Court appointments. Moscow Mitch did it for Supreme Court appointments. He rammed them through with much less than 60 votes. Moscow Mitch did it for cabinet appointments, and Moscow Mitch eliminated the filibuster for Court of Appeals appointments. That's what he did. So there is precedent for that. You don't have to eliminate the filibuster for everything. 90% of what these guys do basically is hammering out something. But I would immediately get rid of the filibuster for voting and civil rights related legislation. This Voters' Rights Act should go through with 51 votes. Maybe we'll pick up a few Republicans, maybe we won't. Moscow Mitch will howl and scream. But it's only one thing. Then infrastructure. Do that in budget reconciliation. There is another budget. There is another opportunity for it. And put that through. And in any large, publicly important bill, gauge in private with discussions among the moderate members of the Republican Party, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, people like that. Say, is there a path to your supporting this? And if Mitt Romney won't do it and Ben Sasse won't do it, you know they won't do it. Ted Cruz won't do it. Eliminate the filibuster for that one. Because if you don't, you have a handful of extremists running this country. And Moscow Mitch only cares about one thing, is to be able to look in the mirror and say, I am a U.S. senator. I am the minority leader and may again be the majority leader. That is my identity. That's my whole reason for living. Take a look at me. If I were not in the Senate, what would I be doing? Who would not only hire me? They wouldn't hire me. Who would associate with me? Nobody. Nobody. He is nobody. There is this fiction going back to George Washington's era that the Senate is somehow a magisterial group in togas, and every one of them has to agree to everything. And of course, as gentlemen, they will. Except in the most dire circumstances, and then in the Civil War, it fell apart, of course. It's falling apart now. Come on. Senator Cruz, Hawley, Cotton, Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, people of that ilk, Scott of Florida, Moscow Mitch, Ron Johnson, carrying water for Russia. These guys are not like the senators when George Washington was president, quite frankly. They will not do anything outside of the Trump cult base. You cannot permit them to have veto power in the minority and effectively run the country. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You can't depend on them to do anything honorable, truthful, or that will help the United States. In many respects, it'll help Russia, China. It'll end up helping jihadists. You've got to get rid of the filibuster, but the way to do it, we've already done it with the COVID relief bill, do it with infrastructure, do it, and you just give it a designation. And then if Moscow Mitch says, I'm going to do scorched earth, every bill has to be read. It'll take 10, 20 hours. We'll hear till 4 in the morning, and we don't even have to be here. You got to read it. Everything adjourning for restroom, lunch, everything to adjourn at the end. Debate it, put it into the evening. First of all, I don't think his own caucus would end up doing it. But secondly, it's very simple. We have a majority. Schumer convenes everybody and says, here's a list of all changes. We're not reading any bill. And we're not reading any bill unless 55 senators want it. The majority leader gets to decide when we take a recess for restrooms, lunch, or adjourn, and he can only be overridden by 55 senators. All of this stuff, they can put that in. They can put that in. What's so hard about doing that? And a lot of them go, oh, listen, I'm on a, you know, I'm a Roman senator on a toga. Carry me in on a velvet couch with dancing girls and all this. You know, no, these guys are lazy. Many of them are quite lazy. They're not doing anything. And let's stick it to them. Okay? These guys work for a living. That's all they are. They happen to work for us. Bill Proxmire, my mentor in politics, was a very fine man. Here's what he used to do. I'd walk around with him right behind him. He'd stick out his hand. He shook 3 million hands all over the state. He'd go to a grocery store, a Packer game, and he always said, I am Bill Proxmire, your hired hand. I'm Bill Proxmire, your hired hand. They are our hired hands. They are not senators with garlands in their hair, lying down on velvet couches and togas, having to be kissed up to. They simply are not. And these arcane rules that it requires unanimous consent, even one senator, one deranged individual. How about Rand Paul of Kentucky? Cotton, Hawley, Cruz. How about any of them? All they have to do is wave a pinky and say, no, I object, and it shuts it down. Can't have that. Come on. Come on. This is not the House of Lords. In merry old England, their upper house isn't even elected. It's the House of Lords. Lately, some lords are appointed by the Labour or the Tory Conservative Party for public service or whatever, but there's a lot of lords who inherited their seats because their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was Lord Plushbottom, the Earl of Pagoshire, back in the 13th century, that kind of thing. Some of these people are out of their mind, and they actually get to pass on legislation. Under modern rules in England, they can't hold it up forever, but they get to stick the sand in the gears, and then even up through the 19th, early 20th century, they could kill legislation just because they were inherited aristocrats. They killed Irish Home Rule in the 1880s when Gladstone tried to put it through. And we have something very similar right now. Yes, they're elected, but they're elected by donors under Citizens United who are under no regulation whatsoever. They have consistently betrayed us to foreign powers and to economic forces, consistently betrayed us. They cannot be permitted to run the Senate as if this was the Roman Senate in the year 50 AD or something. Cannot be permitted to do that anymore. No mas. Anymore. And, you know, frankly, they're circling on their own. The Alaska Republican Party just censured Lisa Murkowski, 5317, and they put out a statement, we don't want her to run as a Republican in 2022. Because she voted to convict Trump. This is the Alaska Republican Party. They're weeding out their own. Some pitiful, you know, Lisa Murkowski does some pitiful moderate thing, and out they're going to throw her. Can't have this anymore. This is not an American political party. This is a QAnon party. It's a QAnon party. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.